And so, I invite you now, if you have not already done so, to close your eyes. Take that deep cleansing breath, breathing into that inner sanctuary of your soul, where you realize the truth of your being. And as you exhale, just let go of anything that is keeping you from being fully present and receptive to this now moment. Anything that is keeping you from being receptive to divine inspiration. That means as we exhale, breathing in, breathing out, we release any fear, any worry, any sense of unworthiness, lack, discord, resentment, or disharmony. Just breathe and feel these dissipate into the nothingness from which they came. Remain centered and trust that God is good and that you are eternally one in that goodness. And through the power of the indwelling Christ, know that you are filled with unlimited potential. You are love, light, peace, joy, faith, and wisdom. All these and more are your divine inheritance. You have the ability, the energy, the resources, and the strength to do all the things you need and want to do. Know that you are an expression of God on this earth. You are here to magnify the Lord. And Jesus was able to turn water into wine because he understood the law of supply. He was able to see beyond the appearance of lack to the spiritual substance beyond the appearance of water. He was able to see things differently. He taught again and again for us to look past appearances to a different reality. And he told us, "These things I do, you shall also do, and greater things than these shall you do." Mary, the mother of Jesus, said, "My soul does magnify the Lord." And we magnify the Lord as we claim our true spiritual identity. We magnify the Lord as we become our true spiritual nature. We magnify the Lord by joyful anticipation, by expecting, by declaring that only the good is true, by steadfastly declaring that every blessing is ours now. So when Mary proclaimed, "Let it be with me," she could not possibly know exactly where that intention would lead. But she was ready, she was open, she was receptive, and she was full of faith. Martin Luther King once said that faith is taking the first step, even when we cannot see the whole staircase. And so let us take a moment now to do just that. If you have a prayer need, or a dream, or a blessing that you wish to see unfold in your life, prepare to hold it in your heart, just as Mary did. Don't ask how. Don't try to figure out every detail, every turn. That's the work of the intellect. Like Mary, open your heart and feel the power and presence of the divine within you. Turn your intention over now, in this moment. Turn it over to the one presence and one power, and feel the joy of divine guidance. Feel the joy of having it realized now. Let's do this for just a few moments in the silence. And now, with your prayer request, your dream, still in your heart, gently whisper into the depths of your soul as Mary did, "My soul does magnify the Lord. My soul does magnify the Lord." Know that you have everything you need to meet all your earthly challenges. You are one in the Most High. You are the light, the love, and the power of the divine on this earth. It is not you, the human you, but the Christ within who does the work. So let us all set the intention on this day to be open and receptive to divine guidance as Mary was in every area of our life. We claim this in the deepest truth, and we say, in the name and through the power of the Christ, we know it is so, and we are so grateful. So let's end our time of prayer and meditation today by prayerfully and joyfully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and leave us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the